This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50 plus, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owners' racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip streaming June 4th only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but look
so,
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
We are live from BravoCon. I am with Robin Dixon. You are our number one get.
Number one.
Number one get. Listen.
Why?
Because I saw the premiere.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I'm not going to release anything because I don't want to give any spoilers, but you're a trooper. You are a trooper.
In many ways, right?
In many ways. I've only seen, last night we had the Two Teas in a Pod party, which yeah. You were invited to, but you only flew in this morning. Robin came straight from the airport.
Airport. Well, I did take a shower.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I haven't yet. And I've been here 40 hours, I think.
Oh my God, that's gross.
If I smell a little bit like spray tan, it's because I did a body rinse and it wasn't like a full thing.
Oh,
and
so you did that here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh my God.
Yeah. So it's lovely.
It's okay. You look great. It doesn't matter.
Thanks. You know, it's fine. Maybe yeah. I'll shower tonight once my husband arrives.
That would be nice.
You know what? Maybe. Yeah. All the women came last night. People were coming in hot.
Yeah.
Ashley Darby, though, I saw her in the hallway.
Yeah.
I was with Gertie. Gertie was like, yeah, my girls. And then she looked right at me and goes,
what?
And then kept walking.
What's that about?
I don't know. I was like, am I in trouble with
Have
Ashley?
Have you ever talked shit about her?
I mean, I kind of talk shit about everyone. But it's like, you're only as good as last week's episode. And like, I like Ashley Darby. I think she's good television.
Yeah. Ashley's awesome.
So
Maybe she thinks she'd, okay, if you talk shit about her, maybe she thinks you don't like her. And so maybe she just didn't know what to do in that moment. I'm going to talk to her.
You got to talk to her because now yeah. I'm curious because Gertie was like, made this face like,
uh-oh, what's that about?
And I was like, do I keep lingering here? Because now I've been, you know, when two people like stand and they push you out so you're not part of the conversation.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, I'm going to go then.
So it was just the three of you all?
It was the three of us.
No one else around. No. So there's no way that she like just didn't happen to not see you.
I mean,
I would be lying if I were to say that this is the first time she's done this to me.
Oh.
It happened when
I'm going to ask her.
We both joined. And the first time, I gave her the benefit of the doubt. I thought maybe she really has absolutely zero idea who I am, which is fine if somebody doesn't know who
I am. Probably not. She knows who you are.
But we were both hired by like OK Magazine for one of those events. And I remember they were like, oh, will you get a picture with Teddy? And she's like, oh, you're a fan? And did like a...
What?
And I was like, we're both first season housewives. Granted, she is a lot better housewife than I ever was. But I was like, oh, my gosh, I like her. What
I'm going to ask her, and I'm gonna tell her to be honest, and I'm going to tell you what she says.
Okay, then text me and let me know so I can reveal it later on another podcast.
Exactly.
Ashley Darby, what's the problem? I had your back.
You must have said something.
I mean,
you say, right, you guys say something about everyone, but people take that to heart. They take it personal. And then they think, like, if you say something negative, then you don't like them. And maybe that feels them makes them feel uncomfortable. I don't know.
I like everybody. I watch this for entertainment and to entertain other people. So that's what it is. I mean, last year, we had a little bit of something. Not me and you personally, but Tamara, because you guys got ticked at us because something along the lines of, somebody said number one housewife podcast, and then you guys publicly went out and you were like, that's not true. I'm like, that's actually
well, that was
facts.
Giselle.
Okay.
I think Tamara said something about being like the number one or the best housewives podcast, and Giselle was like, what about us? And honestly, I just thought like you guys really didn't know who we were
are you kidding? Potomac and Miami are my two favorites.
Get out.
Oh yeah, no, I live and die for Potomac.
Oh, get
and
out.
Miami. They are,
yeah, Miami's fun. I watched them the other night.
I know, it was good. Like I love the flash of Miami.
Uh-huh. I love it too.
And then Potomac, I just feel like we get so much of you guys.
Yeah. We're a special group of ladies.
How are you and Giselle right now?
We're great. You know what? I mean, you watched the episode clearly, and we had a not comfortable conversation.
Yeah.
But that's what friends do. Like, really. And I mean, I want to just say, we understand that when we're filming, we have a job to do.
Yeah.
And so I expect to have those types of conversations with my friend, and I'm not going to get offended, or I'm not going to, you know, just take it the wrong way or whatever. Now, on the flip side, while I was watching the episode, I was watching on my laptop.
Yeah.
I was trying to watch by myself. And then he came in the room, and he came in like right during that
scene. Oh, and by he, we mean Juan.
Yes. He came in right during that scene, and he was like, he had some like choice words. But then, by the end, like after, once I explained it to him, like, no, we've got to talk about this. Like she can't sit there and be like, la-di-da-di-da, everything's cool, whatever. So he gets it. I mean, she's at my house every other week. We record at my house. And so she's kind of like,
your friends on and off the show.
Yeah. She's kind of like a sister to him as well.
Yeah.
And so he was a little, you know, offended at first, but he gets it.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com. Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics, and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
So something that you guys obviously got a lot of, or you got a lot of heat from, what's, I think it was right after the reunion, you went on Patreon and shared things that you didn't necessarily
share. Well, we went on the podcast first.
Okay.
Right? So there was a girl that was like running her mouth about her experience with Juan, and then we addressed it on the podcast because it like kept coming up. You know, it was like Giselle's like, I keep getting Google alerts. I don't have Google alerts. I'm like, okay, whatever. So I'm like, okay, we can address it, whatever, and keep it moving.
Yeah.
So I said, well, we addressed it, and then we said, oh, if you want to know more, go to the Patreon.
Right.
Do you have a Patreon?
No, we don't.
Okay. Our Patreon is just designed to give people a little bit more
and make more money.
Like, it's not just even really about the information. We just have people who just want to hear more from us.
Yeah.
And because we don't have all the time in the world, like, we have to just kind of put it on Patreon.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the people want us to put out 3 episodes a week and do all that. Like, we don't have time for that.
Yeah.
So we just give people a little bit extra. So for us, it wasn't a opportunity to make money. It was just, okay, we have Patreon customers. We need to give them what they pay for. They pay for a little bit extra information.
Right.
They pay to hear a little bit more about our opinions, or, you know, something that we didn't talk about on the regular podcast.
Yeah.
So,
no, that makes sense. So, I mean, after last year, you said something along the lines like, Karen, you said, I thought Karen was going to bring it up.
Right.
Going forward, are you going to proceed in that same way? Or are you just going to put everything out there?
Absolutely. As the season goes on, I don't want to reveal too much because I address all of this pretty much on the season. But I'm not going to be the one to throw my husband under the bus.
Right.
So if another woman, if that makes her happy, if that's what she wants to do, she can do it. I'm not doing it.
Right.
You know, like, especially in that situation, it wasn't something that was relevant to us at the time of filming. Yeah. When we were filming season 7, that was like old news for Juan and I. It was something we weren't, you know, it wasn't in our daily conversations.
Yeah.
Why would I bring that up 5 months later to throw my husband under the bus to make these people happy?
And I think, you know, something that the viewers forget sometimes is like, he's not just your husband. He's also the father of your kids.
Yes. And he's my best friend. I don't think people realize we've been together since we were 17 years old.
Yeah.
That's my best friend. So I'm not going to throw him under the bus for a storyline, for a manufactured storyline. At that point, if I come to season 7 and I say, and they're saying, oh, Robin, what's going on? And I say, well, 5 months ago, we had this incident and it's no longer an issue, but let's talk about it. That's kind of a manufactured storyline, because it's no longer, it's something that we worked through. It's not relevant to us at that time. So,
and this is coming from a judgment-free zone because I've had my own slew of issues and my marriage and highs and lows and trust issues and all of those things.
Right.
Are you in a place where you really trust Juan right now?
I will be honest, I don't trust any person. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm never going to put all of my trust in any human being or any man. So if I'm not with Juan, if I'm with someone else, I'm not going to completely trust them.
Yeah.
That's just me. That's how I look at the world. That's how I look at people. So I don't put all of my trust into anyone. However, we're in a much better place.
Yeah.
And I think when you go through things in your marriage or in your relationship, it's not necessarily a signal that you need to break up. It's a signal that you need to give your relationship more attention.
Right.
You need to address the issues, or, you know, okay, why did you feel the need to communicate with this person? Let's get to the root issue. It's not, okay, let's break up because you did that.
Well, I think also something that we fail to mention, that in a lot of marriages, men, especially when the power changes and there's a dynamic in your family that all of a sudden you're on a hit television show, you're doing great, you're all these things.
Right.
Men can start to feel insecure.
Right.
And then they start to do things to make themselves
feel important. And I don't want to say that about, like, I don't want to say those things about him, but I do believe it's, you know, I'm busier. I have, you know, more people pulling me in different directions. And he also at the time was very busy because of his job. But it's like in the past, when he was busy, when he had downtime, well, I had downtime too.
You were 100% there for him. And you could, but when you're filming that show, like, you are nonstop.
Yeah.
People don't realize. It's not like, oh, 3 days a week, I strap on a camera and here we go.
Exactly.
But in regards to the DMs, all that kind of stuff, or even being seen at the laundromat, I don't give to that. Felt.
Yeah, I was really upset about that because people really dragged. They brought a totally innocent person into a situation, and she was, I mean, it's like, imagine, like, you're just doing your job.
Yeah.
Like, you're just literally doing your job because they're, you know, in the laundromat washing uniforms, and then you become, and then you're plastered
all over it.
All over the internet. And so I was more so, I just felt bad for her.
Yeah.
Because no one really knows what it's like to be in the public eye the way that we are.
And scrutinized. And then everybody looking for every little crumb.
Yes.
Of,
I mean, they were posting her picture from the team website,
you know,
from the school website. And it's just like, oh my gosh, it's like horrible. And so people don't know how to deal with that.
That one I forgave.
Yeah.
The other one pissed me off.
Yeah. I mean, I think for anyone, I get it. It would piss anyone off. I think it, you know, yes, the story sounds insane and absurd, but my reason for believing the story is just because we've been together so long. So I know, like, the things that he would kind of say or he wouldn't. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, just putting all those extra details in, like, who needs to do all that?
And I'm going to admit, I'm a little bit of a nosy kind of gal.
Yeah.
Are you more like, ignorance is bliss? I don't want to know. It's too much information. I don't want to live my life that way.
Yes. I'm the opposite. I don't want to live my life that way. And I don't want him to do that to me. And I don't, you just have to remember, we've been together since we were 17 years old.
My sister has been with her husband since kindergarten.
Yeah.
And like, they just have a different type of like bond. I met my husband 14 years ago. So it's very different.
Right.
I was already 28 years old.
Exactly.
And divorced from my first husband. Like, it's different.
Yeah. So we've had like, you know, multiple like friends and people who come and go. And like, it's just, you will drive yourself crazy worrying about what the other person is doing all the time.
I have a question. Does he, this is the way I kind of look at all marriages or relationships. Yeah. Does he make you happier than he makes you sad?
Yeah.
Then I think that's the way I think
so
many people cover up what their life actually is.
Yeah.
And I think at the end of the day, no one's perfect. No relationship's perfect.
No.
Everybody's flawed. But if this person makes you happier than they make you sad, you're in a pretty good place.
Absolutely. I honestly, people are more upset with him than I was, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, cause like for me, like I said, I looked at it, as an opportunity for us to grow and to get better.
Yeah.
You can't be together from the age of 17 and not have road bumps along the way.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com. Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Is there anything in your relationship that you're like, this is my definite, like, this is my non-negotiable. This is where we don't grow. This is where I'm done. Or this is like...
I think for us, it's more of a connection thing.
Yeah.
I think once we aren't each other's best friend and we aren't each other's number one and we, you know, I think that's what it is.
And it's, the intimacy is lost.
Yeah.
Things like
that. We're not like once the family, the core importance of like our family goes out the window, then that's kind of like.
Then what are you fighting for?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But our family is like. Everything. And it's just, this is what works for our family.
And what do we have to say about Karen? She said, I'm definitely holding Robin accountable. Robin likes to hear herself talk and she's making no sense. Just own it. Just be honest. Don't be mad with me if I don't believe your version of the truth.
I'm not mad at her. I don't care what Karen thinks. Like, I don't care what version she chooses to believe. So I'm not. I mean,
do you believe things that Karen says?
Oh my gosh. And that's, and listen, I'm like, she really, really, really needs to stop talking when it comes to other people's lives. And, you know.
Do you guys hide, do you cover a lot for her?
I mean, we, we know a lot.
Yeah.
We know a ton. And that's what, the hypocrisy of like, her saying stuff like holding me accountable is so funny to me. Because it's like, but you won't even admit to stuff that we call you out on that we all know is true,
right?
And you walk away and you run away and you won't admit to it and you keep telling us that your marriage is an institution. So I like, she's the last person that,
right, if you're gonna, like, it's one thing if you get it from Giselle, who's trying to have a real conversation with you and who has had things in her past,
right,
where
she
can
relate. Can be honest and open, and I've been there before. I don't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, no,
but,
you're right,
but I everything that comes out of her mouth is a joke to me. Everything.
Yeah. And what about Candace went on Twitter and she said, if you would just shut the fuck up and worry about your boyfriend for hire and your cheating husband, you would have to post proof that you were behind yet another plot against someone's family. LOL. Once again, the people of God are tired. What do you have to say to that? Is there any chance you and Candace will reconcile?
When people sent that to me, I was like, what is she talking about? I didn't even know what she was talking about. I was like, what happened today? So we talked about the podcast on this on the Patreon. When we have spies on the Patreon who
right.
want to see what we said so they could go tell the world. So on the Patreon, I pretty much was like, yeah, I've seen enough to know that something happened or something went on that shouldn't have gone on.
Right.
I think a lot of people took that as, I think that Chris got the girl pregnant, which I don't believe.
Right.
But I do believe that the dick pic is authentic. And I do believe the screenshots of the voice memos, of the plethora of voice memos in vanish mode, are authentic. So that's what
she threw in the vanish mode, y'all.
I mean, that's an important detail. So that's what I was referring to. But I think I figured out what she was talking about when she said something about like posting proof. I think Giselle like reposted something in her story from somebody that said Robin and Giselle have nothing to do with this. Because unfortunately what started to happen was people were starting to blame us for what's going on in Candace's life right now with her husband. And I'm like, we don't have anything to do with this. So
are they here?
I heard her voice in the hallway.
You heard her?
Well, I don't know about him. I heard her voice.
And Candace has been nothing but great to me. And I think she's excellent TV and she's good at a read. And like, she has my back on Twitter.
Yeah.
But like, I'm messy on Twitter. So is she. But I do think it's hard when so much is playing out on Twitter versus in the show.
Yeah. Twitter has definitely ruined friendships. It has ruined relationships. It ruins just how we interact with one another.
Yeah.
And then to address her saying like plotting on another plot on a family, like she keeps making up these lies that there's a plot. There's never been a plot ever on anyone or on any family. We don't sit around and plot on people. And so I hate that she pushes that narrative because it is extremely false. But
I think on every franchise, there is one housewife who plays producer.
But that's not plotting.
But who would you say that is on your cast?
Well, so I don't even want to say plays producer. I mean, Giselle wants to move.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah, she's not wants afraid to move storyline. To move story. She's not afraid to be controversial, to, you know, say to say stuff that people will get offended about or whatever. Or, you know, okay, you're on a show to talk about your life. Well, let's talk about what
do you
I
believe
heard
that she needs
on.
To share more about her life?
But what? So tell me, what is there to share exactly? Like, what do you want? What do you? That's what I don't understand. Like, I think people.
I actually don't have that problem. I personally don't really need to see anyone's home life. Like, I'm like, I'm good. I'm good.
Right.
Show me a second of you in the car in your bathrobe driving your kids to school. That's enough for me. Like, I don't need.
Right. Now get to the chit chat.
Yeah.
With the
like,
ladies.
I don't need that. I think that's a different show.
Yeah.
But I think that's what people, especially online, gravitate to. Like, what's her story? What's going on for her?
Right.
To be honest, I don't give a shit about someone's candles.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Like,
is that a storyline? Yeah. And honestly, in most people's lives, how many people have some significant change in their life every single year where there's like a new thing to talk about? You know, that's a lot. But back to Giselle, when I hear that, like people say, oh, she needs to share more. But what exactly is she not sharing that they think she needs to share more of?
You know? It more like, feels like to really me that the women don't really ask her any questions.
Because there's nothing to ask. And I'm not being, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what is there to ask? What exactly do you want to know? Like, there's no, she's not married. Her boyfriend.
Do you like the boyfriend? Are they considered actual boyfriend, girlfriend at this point?
No. No.
Are they done?
No.
Okay.
No. I believe they hung out last night.
Okay.
Yeah. But no. I don't think they're not on boyfriend, girlfriend level or like, you know, committed level. But she's also not out here like dating 50 million other people.
Right.
I think they're just having fun. But yeah, I'm like, what do y'all want her to hear her say? I think it's just because, I don't know.
People want to be upset about something.
Yeah.
They want to be upset with
right.
something. Who do you have the biggest issue with this season?
I mean, Candace and I, our friendship is over.
Two last questions.
Yeah.
Would you want Monique to come back?
You know what? Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
I want Monique back. I miss her. I want to know what's going on. I want to know why they got divorced. I want her to come back in the mix.
Yeah. I really think, I would think time has passed. Maybe she's at a place where we can all just have normal conversations without, it was a lot. But she's on the radio locally, so I hear her voice like almost every morning.
So you're used to it. You're like, might as well come back into the fold.
Yeah.
Are we going to like the newbie?
I think so. She's fun. She's nice. She's different. She's a breath of fresh air. And
is she the richest? Or is she just talking like that?
I really don't know. I think her parents are probably the richest. Yeah.
Well, all right. And final, because I know we have to wrap. Who do you think will be the last OG standing from your cast?
Oh, wow.
You, Giselle, Karen, or Ashley?
That's a... Wow.
And then we have to do this where you have to answer. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe Giselle?
Do you think she's Andy's favorite?
Oh, absolutely.
I
have nothing. I have no problem with that. You know, some people they're like get offended when people, you know, they think that someone is someone's favorite. Who cares? Everyone can't be. A
Everybody
favorite.
Has a favorite.
Yeah.
All right. Spin the wheel. There's no plead the fifth here.
This.
I can read it.
All right.
Oh, which wife from your cast is the worst tipper?
Well, you know, we don't pay. No. How am I supposed to know?
Cheers to that, me either. Thank you so much, Robin. We had so much fun with you.
Yes, it was great.
You guys, make sure to listen to Reasonably Shady, and hopefully we can do a switch pod where we all come on.
That would be great. That would be fun.
That would be fun.
That'd be fun.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest-growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. Mm-hmm. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877- 1-800-climbing-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.